Macmillan Audio presents Stories I Only Tell My Friends, written and read by Rob Lowe. To Cheryl, Matthew, and John Owen, you make my life worth living, and to the memory of my mother, Barbara. Chapter 1. I had always had an affinity for him, an admiration for his easy grace, his natural charisma, despite the fact that for the better part of a decade, my then-girlfriend kept a picture of him running shirtless through Central Park on her refrigerator door. Maybe my lack of jealousy towards this particular pinup was tamped down by empathy for his loss of his father and an appreciation for how complicated it is to be the subject of curiosity and objectification from a very young age. That said, when my girlfriend and others would constantly swoon over him, when I would see him continually splashed across the newspapers, resplendent like an American prince, I wasn't above the occasional male thought of, "Screw that guy." As a person navigating the waters of public scrutiny, you are often unable to hold on to your personal heroes or villains. Inevitably, you will meet your hero, and he may turn out to be less than impressive, while your villain turns out to be the coolest cat you've ever met. You never can tell, so eventually you learn to live without the rooting interest in the parade of stars, musicians, sports champions, and politicians. And you lose the ability to participate in the real American pastime, beating up on people you don't like.